Welcome to the Motherhood Unshackled podcast. My name is Klaus Carrian, mom and parenting coach. I'm here to guide you to challenge anything that takes away your freedom and makes you less than you could be. I'm here to encourage you to let your problem shift away from the safe problem and instead guide you to face your true self within. Your safe problems are things external of you that keep you distracted from what really matters. Like, my child is the problem. If they didn't have this behavior, things would be great. I wouldn't yell at them, and so on and so forth. As long as you believe that the child is the problem and that they have to be fixed, you are both going to keep suffering. I coach moms to show up mindfully always, especially when their children misbehave. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child through the beautiful moments and the challenging ones. It's time for heartfelt, joyful, and simple parenting. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello, hello, and welcome. So today we're going to continue here to support you a little bit as you're going to school, as your child is going back to school, even though you've been enrolled in this for a few weeks. But I want to bring this to your attention because there's such a thing as a soul fever, which means that your child's soul, their emotions, like maybe even their physical body, there's just too much. It's too much for them. And this is something that we really need to pay attention to as our kids are going back to school, back to extracurricular activities, and their schedule is jam-packed. They have school, extracurricular, homework, dinner in bed, somewhere along, like something like that. So how do they have time to just be kids? How do they have time to unwind, to relax, to be? How do they, where do they have space to lean into the things that they're curious about, that they want to learn about? Where do they have space for creativity in their lives, right? So soul fevers is something that I really notice in my child regularly. And what it really is just like understanding that they're exhausted and it's more than just physical, is that they need a break. They're probably misbehaving or like crying, whining, not being able to make a decision about anything. And you just like, it's like that feeling like you know your child is off, but they're not physically sick, like they don't have a cold or a flu or anything else, but you know that they're off, right? What do we do then? Oftentimes we get annoyed because we have all this beautiful schedule laid out for them and we're late to keep up with it, right? Or they're late to keep up with it. And so we just force them through it. But, you know, after the first day of school, I hadn't seen it all summer in my daughter. And then after the first day of school, I saw it right there. She was so exhausted from that first day. And I think this is something really common for a lot of people, especially the younger kids that are just starting school, right? And it could last for a few weeks. And this is the reason I'm bringing it up here, because it can last for a few weeks or longer, and it needs to be addressed, right? But then what happens, not only are they starting school, but yeah, we're throwing them in a bunch of extracurricular activities, and it's too much for them sometimes, right? So I'm not saying don't put them in extracurricular activities, but I'm asking you to look at this topic because it could be one thing that is keeping you from your ultimate freedom for yourself and your family, right? And again, just take this information and feel it out in your own body with your own values and belief system. And does it ring true for you? And it doesn't mean, again, that you're not putting them in extracurricular activity, but you know what? If you sense that they are overwhelmed, don't push them. Keep them home for that one practice and just resume next week. So be it. Yeah, maybe you lose money because they missed a practice or two or whatever. But at the end of the day, their soul is thriving and they're getting what the nutrients and the love and the connection and the slow down that they need, which to me is way more valuable and important. Okay. Or like equally valuable and important. So what do we do then? Like, again, you can say, oh, maybe I've overscheduled them and, you know, I need to pull them out of this one activity completely, or I'm forcing them to do an activity when it's really like, it's coming from me. It's not coming from their true desire, right? So just looking at like simplifying their schedule and their environment, right? Which is a beautiful, like, fall is a beautiful time to declutter a home. And I just did a lot today. I did 3 rooms, and I'm going to do more over the next few days. But just like, is their environment, what in their environment is too much? What needs to be simplified? Turn off your phone. Like, treat it as if they have a fever and they need to just slow down and do nothing. Give them love, give them attention that they need. Turn off your phone and be present with them. And then really start to look at, okay, what is the root cause of this? Why are they feeling overwhelmed? Okay, yeah, they've been off school all summer. They haven't had this routine. They haven't been around this many people's energy in a while, right? So the whole human design comes into play here. For someone like my daughter, who's a projector, she feels other people's energy a lot. So at the end of the school day, she is tired. Whether it's the first day or not, she is tired at the end of the school day because she's picked up on all these people's energy. So what is going on here? What is the root cause of their behavior, right? So the more we can understand our children, the better it is. And that's why I love human design, right? And there are many areas to look at. And is it, like I said, is it, do we need to pull them out of activities or just for today? Did I schedule them for too much? Is the desire for these activities coming from them or is it coming from me? Right? These are all really, really, really important questions to ask. There's a number of things that can stress our children. Okay. And we live in a society today where there's just so many expectations from our kids, right? There's so many expectations for them to get good grades, to have perfect attendance, to do all the extracurricular activities so that they can succeed in this future. Well, if they're not thriving and fulfilled in this moment, why does the future even matter, right? So we need to look at our child's overall well-being, and this is the goal here. We're not just striving for them to be successful in the future. We want them overall to be balanced, right? Their emotions, their physical body, their spiritual body, everything that they need, we want them to have. So if we're noticing that they're exhausted or overwhelmed, we need to take a step back and see, okay, what is causing this? How can we shift in this moment? And then keep an eye out in the future to see when you need to shift it again or like when you need to pivot, right? Because of all these expectations in society, like I just mentioned, like it's really easy to become disconnected from our own hopes and dreams that we hold for our family. So the more you can become clear on your values and your beliefs, the better it is, which is why this is a core foundation of being that successful badass and, fulfilled and empowered mom is to question, okay, all these things. Like, I just did an episode last week, go back and listen to it, about questioning our beliefs and our values around school, around education, around learning. Because then we can, when we're clear about our values, then it's harder to be disconnected from them, right? And it's harder to let society's expectations distort our current reality or impact, I guess, our current reality. Okay. So, how can you simplify your schedule in the moment for the next 2, 3 days if you're noticing your child is just overwhelmed? And even in the future, like if this keeps happening over and over again every month or something like that, every few weeks, then maybe it's just too much and you need to drop something. What does it ha what which what is it going to be? What are you going to drop, right? So that you can realign with your values, with your desires, and you guys can all thrive, right? Because it's not fun to see our children do this. Like, it's really hard to see our kids come home after school and like just be completely exhausted and overwhelmed, and they're just, I don't know for you, but for me it's like just whiny. Nothing pleases her. She, decides something and then she changes her mind and like finds fault and blame on everyone, and it's not fun. So I don't want to do this all the time, which is why I look at how I can, and I know this happens when I overschedule her. So I always try to simplify her schedule. And we need to protect their childhood, right? We need to protect them from anxiety, from stress. They don't need to know everything about what's going on in the world. It's too much. It's too much. Kids don't need to know this stuff. They just need to know what they need to do to be safe, and that's it, right? Everything else they should not worry about. And another way to protect their childhood is by allowing them to play. Play is such a valuable part of growing up, and it's such an important part of our development, right? And so with having jam-packed schedules, are we protecting their childhood? Simplification allows us to, in their environment and in their schedule, allows us to protect their childhood, right? And for me personally and for my clients, like when we simplify, we see so many positive change in our children, in ourselves, in their mood. Like it's like their soul lights up, right? And it allows a beautiful place for growth. So I want to bring this to your attention now at the beginning of the school year to really think and to have this idea in your mind. You know, maybe your child's fine now, but if in the next few weeks, few months, you notice that they're like just overwhelmed and you can pick it up, you know that there's something off and they're not off physically, like they're not sick, then it's time to simplify and come back, re-listen to this episode, reach out to me on Instagram, let me know how this resonated with you, and let me know any questions that you have and where you want me to go deeper into this topic or any other topic for that matter. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and until next time. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote: "Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child." Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process, this is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time. Thank you.